So today I want to talk about Hanukkah and lessons of the Hanukkah for us. And I won't be long today because we have an onik, I remember that. But I would like to share a few interesting, important lessons for us. One of the most important lessons we can learn from Hanukkah is never, never to give up. Can we say together? Never to give up. Yeah, it's easy to say, but it's not easy to do. But it's true, never to give up. The Maccabees did not surrender to their circumstances. Their faith was proactive, and as a result, they became winners. Everything around them appears hopeless. A history of defeats pointed towards a future of failures. Yet, they found the strength to believe in God and to act in faith. Unfortunately, people often view trust in God as something passive, just sit, relax, do nothing. Of course, there are circumstances in our life for which we can only wait and pray, nothing to do. Sometimes it happens to us. But most times in the Bible, Esther, Moses, Elijah, and many others have demonstrated their faith through prayer accompanied by action, not by simply sitting and waiting for the Lord to do something for them, but to act in faith, move in faith. James 2:26. For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is. You can find the answer in James 2:26, is dead. The Maccabees set a goal to rededicate the temple and win their freedom in order to continue serving God. They fought for their souls and for their temple, for their faith. The Lord and His Word held first place in their priorities, so the Almighty God gave them victory after victory, even in the most extraordinary circumstances. Victory after victory. Because He was the first in their priorities. The battle cry of the Maccabees was, Mikamocha Baelim Adonai. Mikamocha Baelim Adonai. Who is like the Lord among the gods? Mikamocha Baelim Adonai. With these words, they boldly rushed into battle against the enemy's superior forces. And in the strength of the Lord, they enjoyed victory. And please remember, that was from the Lord. Only the Lord gave this victory to them. Amen. And I know that every person, every one of us, sooner or later, faces difficult tests. Some people just give up, do nothing. Some people allow mistakes and defeats of the past to hang over them like a cloud, shaping their response to adversaries of the future. But there is a better way to live in the scriptures. Today's Torah portion, Miketz, speaks about Joseph, but not the suffering Joseph, but Joseph who gained victory and became the second after Pharaoh, the ruler of all Egypt. His victory was in his faith and trust in the Lord. I would like to repeat it. His victory was not in the people around him, but in faith and trust in the Lord. That was key for him. The same way it is in our lives. How many times after we survived through our dark days, we gave praise to the Lord for everything, and we took life-changing experiences and lessons from these experiences. So many times. I would like to read few places of the scriptures, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And please receive it as a blessing for you, as the word from the Lord into your life. Romans 8, 28. Furthermore, we know, and I love this word, we know. Let's say it together, we know. It is not like we hope or maybe, or I believe it is can be this way. It is said here. Furthermore, we know. We need to know that. We need to trust in the Lord. Furthermore, we know that God causes everything. Let's say to everything. And again, this is tricky English language. Everything. Everything, it means. Thank you. Furthermore, we know. It is not a matter of hope, it is a matter of knowledge. We know that God causes everything to work together, everything, good and bad, for the good of those who love God and are called in accordance with His purpose. So if you love the Lord, if He is your love, you're in love with Him. If you are called by Him, and if you're here, you're already called by Him. This is why you're here. You need to know, not just hope or, you know, have an idea, but know that everything works for good for you. The greatest gift from the Lord is faith, trust in God. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Hebrews 13, verse 5. And as usually we do, like 40 places of the scriptures, not more. Hebrews 13, verse 5. And again, receive it as a blessing from the Lord. Receive it right now for you. The Lord speaks to you. Hebrews 13, verse 5 and 6. I will never, again, never. Never in 2020, 2021, 2022, 23, 24, 25. I will never fail you or abandon you. Therefore, we say with confidence, Adonai is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can a human being do to me? Joseph's life is an example and encouragement for everyone who faces challenges and doesn't understand why sometimes nothing is changing to good. Look at Joseph. He's an example for us. One more place from the book of Hebrew. Hebrew 10, verse 35 through verse 37. Again, the same promise. Hebrews 10, 35 through 37. And I love this. You know, in the boxing gym, when somebody's getting over you and that your trainer, your coach wants to stop the fight, he throws the towel, yeah, to stop. Look at here. Looks like box was also during the time. So don't throw away that courage of yours. Don't throw away. Don't give up. Don't stop. Which carries with each such a great reward, for you need to hold out. Let's say the girl, hold out. Hold on, be strong. So that by having done what God wills, you may receive what He has promised. And verse 37, for there is so little time. And remember, it was 2,000 years ago. Today is really little time. The one coming will indeed come. He will not delay. Just hold on. Do not throw your towel. Keep fighting. You're almost there. You are precious in the eyes of the Lord. Remember this. He has a special purpose for everyone. And our main goal is to find this treasure and fulfill His calling. Let us open Genesis 45 and let us read an excellent example of this in Joseph's life. Genesis 45, verse 4 and verse 5. It is an excellent example. Joseph said to his brothers, Please come closer. Can you imagine? He's the second after Pharaoh. They're there. They're guilty. They're afraid. And he telling them, come closer. Whew, it was the scary moment for them. I mean, I think they were sweating there. Come closer, guys. I want to talk to you. Do you remember that time? Many years ago. No. Joseph said to his brothers, please, come closer. And they came closer, for sure. He said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But don't be sad that you sold me into slavery here or angry at yourselves, because it was God who sent me ahead of you to preserve life. Wow. Joseph sees his life as a gift from the Lord to his brothers, to his family, and to all nations of the world. He's not thinking about himself. He doesn't judge them, doesn't condemn them, but instead, he is ministering them into life. He's the savior for them. And this is very important to remember. Please grasp this idea. The restoration between Joseph and his family took place only because Joseph understood the mercy of the Lord, his character, who the Lord is, and the most important, he understood his calling in the Lord, be a blessing to his family. He got it from the Lord. He received it. And he was able to forgive them. He told them, because it was God who sent me ahead of you to preserve life. What a wonderful word here. It was the Lord who sent me. Joseph is an excellent example for us. He faced incredible adversity for much of his life, but he did not yield to disappointment or despair. He did not give up. Let us say, he did not give up. He did not die in bitterness, only because his victory was in his faith and trust in the Lord. That was his victory. The Maccabees did not surrender to disappointment, to a bad experience, to a fear. Instead, they were determined and unwavering. In proactive faith, they engaged in the fall, and they were victorious. Similarly, Joseph decided to continue to love God and serve the people around him, to be a blessing to others, no matter what obstacles he was facing. And he also was victorious. He was ready to serve. Proactive faith is the key to victory that overcomes the world. You know, from my own experience, I would like to share with you, and please remember that, the one who thinks himself always the victim, always disappointed, always dissatisfied, always allowing former wounds to shape his decisions and actions, that one will remain the victim, always helpless against more disappointment, more dissatisfaction, more wounds. But life does not need to be that way. Even if your past or our past life is full of bitter disappointments and difficulties, we have the power and strength from the Lord to go forward in faith. Leave the past in your past. You have bright future from the Lord. If you notice that every day during the Hanukkah time, every evening, it is more and more light, more and more candles. The same in our lives. More we live with the Lord, more bright His light inside of us. The light of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the faith that pleased the Lord, we need to remember. Faith in action, serving others, loving people. If you are having difficulties today and all your experience is saying to you that there is no way out, please do not be despair. Please remember, the Lord is expecting you to trust Him. It is His expect for you. And you know, please remember that. It is our very small secret between us. Sometimes your opportunity is waiting for you in the most unexpected place in your life. Who would think that Joseph will find the key from the Lord to become the second after Pharaoh in the prison. He would never become second after Pharaoh in any other obstacles. Please remember that. Maybe you're almost there. And remember, Romans chapter 8. Now we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. And the last thing I would like to share today, because we have a wonderful Anek very soon. For us as Messianic believers, Hanukkah is also a memorable and important holiday because our Messiah, Yeshua, celebrated Hanukkah. Let us open John chapter 10 and let us read. And this is the last place of the scriptures today. John 10, verse 22. John 10, 22. Then came Hanukkah. It was winter in Jerusalem. Yeshua was walking in the temple around Solomon's colonnade. Then the Judean leaders surrounded him, saying, "How long will you hold us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us outright." Yeshua answered them, and please, it is so important. Yeshua answered them, "I told you, but you don't believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify concerning me, but you don't believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." And verse 30. I and the Father are one. It is so clear, so obvious. No questions here. This scripture is very interesting to me because today's Torah portion speaks about Joseph. And Joseph is the prophetic picture of the Messiah. So, briefly, John 10 reveals the expectation of the Jewish people of those times. They ask Yeshua, "Are you the Messiah? Are you the Maccabee? Are you the general who will bring us victory?" This was the time of anticipation, the time of spiritual hunger. The people of Israel were looking for the Messiah, the Redeemer. In fact, they expected a new Maccabee who would free Judea from Rome by the power of the sword and make Jerusalem the capital of the earth. And because of their limited understanding, they were unwilling to accept the truth, and they did not embrace His answer, "I and the Father are one." First time Yeshua came as son of Joseph, suffering Messiah. The second time He will come as a ruler, as a judge. On the feast of Hanukkah, he revealed himself as the Lord who came in the flesh to bring the redemption and freedom. The first time He came as the suffering Messiah who paid the price of our redemption. And the second time He will come as the Son of David, the King of Kings, the righteous judge. Now are the days of Hanukkah. And this is the special time, time to embrace the truth, to light menorahs not only in our tables, but also inside of our hearts. If you don't know the true light of this world, Messiah Yeshua, which means salvation in Hebrew, this is the greatest time to open your eyes, to believe the Torah, to receive God's Messiah. And remember, Yeshua said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." In this teaching of Hanukkah, Yeshua spoke about our obedience to Him. When He says, "My sheep hear my voice and follow me," He reminds them of Shema, which means to hear, listen, and obey. Shema Israel. Shema Israel. I would like to show you a very short video about voice of the shepherd. Please pay attention. It's 1 minute video.
One more. more time.
Oh, one is.
You see the You see the black one, the farther one. Sometimes we act like that one, you know. Everybody's already there. Okay, what's going on there? So, I would like to in the end, I would like to say a couple of words. It is not enough to hear. We need to listen. And most important, to obey. We are all different, came from different places, have different experiences, but we are all his sheep. This is the Hanukkah question for all of us today. Whom are we waiting for? The leader who will fulfill our desires and wishes, or the shepherd who has all rights on us, who can lead us everywhere he wants at any time? I would like to invite my wife, Ina. She has some very important announcement. And also, please remember, right after the service, we'll have Hanukkah Onek. You're welcome to participate and to take everything you want there.
Shabbat shalom, mishpacha ha-Hanukkah sameach. I would like to say thank you to everyone who came to the Shabbat school teachers meeting. And pray the Lord that we are moving forward, and in January we already will start some of the classes, so thank you so much. But we're still praying, and we need more teachers for younger kids like toddler room and 4 to 6 years old. But thank you so much. We already have enough teachers to start some of the classes. Thank you. In January.
Thank you. So let us stand up together and let us close our service. In the end, I want to remind you, if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being a blessing to Beth Israel. We will close with Aaron's blessing as we normally do at Beth Israel. Let us pray. Yevrechecha Adonai veishmerecha, Yer Adonai panavelecha vichunecha, Issa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Shabbat shalom and happy Hanukkah Sameach. Hag Sameach. Hag Sameach.